So we need to learn all we can about the Word, what God says to us in the Word, what He speaks to us in our heart, and then begin to do that.
God has a plan for each of us designed to bring fullness, joy, and peace to our lives. Join Gloria Copeland today as she shares the importance of seeking Him first in everything we do. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to talk about the Word today. How to walk in the Word. How to live in victory. The plan. We're still talking about the master plan. Doesn't it do you good to know that God has a plan for your life beyond salvation? That we've heard about that plan, but He has a plan for you, something for you. You want to know exactly what He wants you to do in life and get in that spot, because that'll be the best, happiest, most joyous, most fulfilled place that you can be. You know, somebody said, living out of the will of God is like washing your feet with your socks on. That's a pretty good description. Just seems like nothing's right. You know things aren't right, but you don't know why and you don't know what to do about it. But God has a plan for every one of us. And what we want to do is find out that plan. Now let's look at some of the scriptures we looked at last week. This key scripture that talks about the master plan that I like is from the New Living Translation in Ephesians in verse 8. It says, God saved you by His special grace when you believed. You can't take credit for that. It is the gift of God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. We are God's masterpiece with a master plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you and me. A plan just for me. He has a plan just for me. He has a plan just for you. Now what we want to do is find out what that plan is and get in that plan. And sometimes, you know, you don't know but one step at a time, and the Lord will lead you, and you take that step, then you take another step. But if you keep taking the steps that the Lord leads you to do in the Word and speaks to you in your heart, you will come to that place, and I believe He has a place for us all. We have a plan and a place in the things of God, in the plan of God, and He wants us to come to that place. So that's what we're talking about. And this scripture in the New Living says, we are a masterpiece, and the Master has a plan for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is great news. In the third chapter, it says, Paul was talking about the secret plan of salvation, that God had revealed Himself to us in His secret plan, that there was salvation for the Gentiles, for the nations. That was a revelation to Paul, and he preached that around the world at that time. Wherever he could go, he preached the plan of salvation. Well, the word salvation is more than being born again. It includes everything. It includes deliverance, healing, well-being, satisfaction. Everything good is included in that word salvation. It's a big word. So we need to learn all we can about the Word, what God says to us in the Word, what He speaks to us in our heart, and then begin to do that. Now, sometimes we don't know exactly what the next step is, so what do? Well, the Bible says, as we talked about last week, we seek God, we research God, we talk to God, we research the Word of God. We see in the Word, what do I need to do here? What do I need to change? Am I missing this? Or do I have this right? And so we constantly, you'll never stay in the will of God and in the plan of God for your life if you don't constantly keep your heart and your eyes centered on the Word of God. Now today, I want to look at the scriptures. We looked at some scriptures in Proverbs. Well, let's see if there's some other things I want to just mention here before we go to it. Psalm 138 in the New Living Testament, in verse 8 says, "The Lord will work out His plan for my life." Isn't that a great scripture to stand on? If you're in a place right now and you don't know what the plan of God is, you don't know what the next step is, you're not even sure if you're going in the right direction, there's a good scripture. Psalm 138, verse 8. "The Lord will work out His plan for my life." Then let's look at Proverbs 4. We talked about this. I don't know if we read it last night, but let's look at Proverbs 4. Where it talks about the shining path, the shining path. Oh yeah, God has a plan and a path for us. Chapter 4. Let's see, where am I here? Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Bible says this. Well, let's go back up. Let's just go back to 13. "Happy, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom." Now, if you don't find the wisdom of God, your plan's not going to work because you don't work that plan without the wisdom of God. If you don't have the wisdom of God, if you don't take time to get in the Word and find out what God says about the black and white issues of your life, what you should do in your daily life, how you should conduct yourself and so on, you're going to miss the big plan. You'll miss the destination plan. So this says, "Happy is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's Word. For the gaining of it, the gaining of wisdom is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit of it better than fine gold." Wisdom is better than money. Wisdom will bring money. But money without wisdom will help you to die young. You won't know what to do. You won't live right. And your sin will cut your life short if you don't know God. And so wisdom is better than silver and it's better than gold because wisdom brings you life and abundance and blessing and prosperity. It says, "Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her." Now, when you realize that the book, the Bible, little Bibles, big Bible, all the Word of God, there is life in those words. There is wisdom in those words. There is the plan of God in those words. And it's not just something we do as a religious exercise because it's considered a righteous thing to do to read the Word. No, we get in the Word because we want to know the plan. We want to know the wisdom. We want to know what we're to do in this life. We're in this life. We're here in a natural body. We've been born again. Most of you have already been born again. If you haven't, you should be. But we've been born again. We've been filled with the Spirit. But we're surrounded by darkness, sin, all kind of bad things, corrupt things in the world. And yet we can live here as though we were already in heaven. We can live on the earth in days of heaven on the earth if we'll walk in the wisdom of God. So that's the reason why we stress the Word. If you don't know what God says, and you're not going to just get that on, you know, TV networks. You're not going to get what God says. You're going to get that from the world. You're going to get that from the Word of God. And if you don't know what He says in His Word, what does the Scripture say? How can two walk together except they be agreed? How can you and God walk together except you be agreed? And He's not going to change. So it's up to us to find out what He says and get in agreement with that, with Him. And it says in wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom, is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Length of days, that is long life. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Do Ken and I believe in prosperity? Absolutely. Why do we do that? Because that's what the Word says. It's a righteous thing to walk in the wisdom of God. You walk in the wisdom of God, you get to live a long time on one side, and then you get riches and honor on the other side. That's a great thing. I believe in that. I believe the Word of God. Wisdom's ways, her ways, are the highways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. Now that word peace, shalom in the Hebrew, it means everything that makes for man's highest good. When you see peace in the Bible, it's not just talking about peace of mind. It's talking about peace. Peace in your family. Wholeness, in other words. Wholeness in your family. Wholeness in your life. Wholeness in your vocation. Wholeness between you and your wife. Wholeness, peace, good, shalom. Everything good. Wisdom, in verse 18 in the Amplified, says, wisdom is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. Well, what about those that don't lay hold on wisdom? She's not a tree of life. She's just a tree of life to those who take hold of her, take hold of the wisdom of God, and then act it out in their lives. Obey the wisdom of God. She is a tree of life, and happy, blessed, fortunate, and to be envied is everyone who holds her fast. By skillful and godly wisdom, she has founded the earth, and by understanding, he has established wisdom. By skillful and godly wisdom, wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding, he has established the heavens. By the wisdom of God, God established the heavens, and he founded the earth. So everything, the whole earth and heaven, resolve around the wisdom of God. And what is the wisdom of God? That's the way God does things. That's whatever he says is right, and whatever he says is wrong is wrong. You walk in the wisdom of God, you'll be in agreement with the Lord all the time. He has established the heavens. It says, my son, in verse 21, let them not escape. Let the knowledge, it talks about his knowledge in the verse above, let them not escape from your sight, but keep sound and godly wisdom and discretion. Keep the words. Whatever the Bible says, keep that. They will be life to your inner self and a gracious ornament about your neck. So the words of God are life to you. The scripture says God's word is life. The words are life to your inner man, to your inner self, and a gracious ornament to your outer self. So your inner self is better and your outer self is better when you walk on the wisdom of God and you walk on his words. Then you will walk in your way securely. When? When your ways are the ways of the wisdom of God. Then you will walk on your way securely and in confident trust, and you shall not dash your foot or stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Wisdom is not afraid, because wisdom believes God. Wisdom has faith. Yes, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. You shall not be afraid of sudden terror and panic, nor of the stormy blast or the storm and ruin of the wicked when it comes, for you will be guiltless. For the Lord shall be your confidence and firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. Wisdom will keep you. The Lord will keep you. When you're in when you live a lifestyle of obeying God, You understand, you obey the written word, you obey what you get in your spirit, you follow God, you begin to know what to do, where to be, you won't be at the wrong place, at the wrong time. You obey God, and there's security in that. When you lie down, you'll not be afraid, and your sleep shall be sweet. You're not afraid of sudden terror or panic. The Lord is your confidence. He shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Now, look over at Proverbs 4. Proverbs is just one of the most profitable books for you to study and for me to study that there is. Because it just says in black and white. You don't have to have revelation to understand what Proverbs tells you to do. Proverbs says, do this and things will go well, you'll be blessed. But if you do this, things won't go well, you'll be cursed, there'll be all kind of things, bad things happen over here. If you disobey God, these are the things that happen. If you obey God, there'll be all kind of good things, day in, day out. And we're talking about God having a plan and a place for us. So look at verse 18. It's also good. Let's look at 4:5. Let's go to 4:5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Now, this is wisdom talking to you. At the first verse says, My sons, the instruction of a father, and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligent discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. For I give you good doctrine that is to be received. Do not forsake my teaching. And this is Solomon, of course. He's been taught by his father David. He said, he taught me and said to me, let your heart, this is what David told Solomon, let your heart hold fast my words and keep my commandments and live. Now, who gets credit for being so wise? Everybody knows Solomon had the wisdom of God. Where did he get that wisdom of God? Well, his daddy taught him what he knew about God, for one thing. And I'm sure he learned much on his own, too. But he said, he taught me and said to me, let your heart, Solomon says his father taught him and said to him, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Now God says that to us. Get, if you want a good life, a peaceable life, if you want things to go well with you, get the words of my mouth. Get skillful in godly wisdom and don't turn from it. And this is our security in this crazy world we live in. Forsake not wisdom and she will keep. Forsake not, in other words, you can say, forsake not what God says. And she will keep and defend and protect and love you, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom. The wisdom is get wisdom. That's what he says here. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. Now, we live in a day and an hour where we have the written word. We can go to the wisdom of God and read it anytime, day or night, in 25 translations. We've got the wisdom of God. What God said to Solomon. What he said to David. What he said to Adam. What he said to Moses. What he said to Peter, Paul. What he said to Jesus. We have that written down. We can have that wisdom. We can get that wisdom. So I want you to get a grasp today of how important it is for us to go after the wisdom of God, and how unreasonable it is for us to say, I don't have time to spend in the Word, or I have to do this, or I've got to watch television, or I've got to watch the Super Bowl, or I've got to do something that's so important that I don't have time for the Word of God, for the wisdom of God, when wisdom is the answer. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all you have gotten, get understanding, comprehension, interpretation. Prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Now examine your life right now and say to yourself, am I prizing the Word of God? Because this is the wisdom of God. Am I prizing the Word of God? And then say, am I prizing what I see in the Word of God? Am I prizing what wisdom says for me to do? Do I honor God enough and prize wisdom enough to do what He tells me to do in the written word? Am I doing that? Am I walking in love? Am I doing whatever else the Scripture tells us to do? Am I keeping the commandments of God? Prize wisdom highly and exalt and promote. She will exalt and promote you. Wisdom will exalt and promote you. You want to do better in your job? Prize the wisdom of God and you will be promoted. You want to do better in life? Prize the wisdom of God and you'll be promoted. She will bring you to honor. Wisdom will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She shall give you a head, give your head a wreath of gracefulness and a crown of beauty and glory. She will deliver to you. You're going to even look better with the wisdom of God. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Walk in the wisdom of God, and you'll have long life, and you'll have strong life. The years of your life will be many. This is how to live long in the earth. What we read in here, this is life. This extends our life. This brings us healing and health and deliverance and wisdom every day. And it helps us to live out the full number of our days. Where on the other hand, stupidity, the way the world lives, will cut your life short. So it's your choice. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Now we'll start right there tomorrow because I want to get down to the last part of that chapter. But just get a grip on your own life and see, give yourself the test. Examine, the Bible says, test and examine yourselves to see if you're holding fast. Are you spending time in the Word? Do you honor the Word? Or do you just, you know, if you hear somebody preach something from the Word of God, it's not exactly what you want to hear. Do you just dump it, put it on the shelf? Or do you make changes? Now, if you want to walk in the shining path and you want to walk in the path that God has for you and in the highest place that He has called you to live, you're going to have to treat the Word of God with reverence, respect, and obey it. This is true for anybody, and it's not something you do for a few days, a few weeks, or a few years. You get into the Word of God your whole entire life. The day you leave this earth, you should have been reading the Word of God that morning. Or the night before, depending on when you leave. God's Word is His wisdom to live out this life. I'll be right back.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose, and we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life today.
You know, all this week we are re-airing the broadcast that my mother, Gloria Copeland, taught on God's Master Plan. This Bible study is for anyone who needs direction in their life. We're offering her curriculum, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. You know, if you've ever asked these questions, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Or maybe you're not that deep of a thinker and you just say, I don't know what to do, Lord. Well, this curriculum is going to help you find and know God's plan for your life. Just order yours today and we'll get it right out for you. I want to pray for you today. Father, I thank you that you are not hiding from us our purpose. And Lord, I thank you that you are showing us daily what we need to do to connect with your plan, to be obedient to your plan. Lord, help us to order our lives according to your plan for us. Lord, just speak to us, talk to us. We open up our ears to hear today. We're going to hear you today. Just say that to him. Say, I'm going to hear you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we know you're going to help us. Amen. You know, one thing that'll help you connect to the plan and help you connect to the voice of the Lord. Maybe when I said that about hearing him, you thought, well, I've never heard the Lord. Well, come to one of our meetings. That's going to help you know how to hear his voice. We have one coming up in Branson, Missouri. That's our Branson Victory campaign, March the 5th through the 7th. And that's at Keith and Phyllis Moore's great church, Faith Life Church. So for more information on that meeting or others, just go to kcm.org. You know, it's so important for you to attend, like my mother always says, if you want to change, you need to make a change. My mother's a smart woman. So don't miss any day this week. You need to hear what she has to say as she continues in this study. This is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, that old man died, that man of sin, that spirit man that had death in it and sin in it, it's gone. And in place, the scripture says, is what the Bible calls a new creation.